Do you hear me talking to you across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky? Oh my baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams, I feel you whisper.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And my name's Connor.
And today is a pretty lucky day.
Yeah, I'm feeling very lucky. I'm lucky to be here, lucky to be talking to you. And, well, why is it a lucky day today?
Well, I guess we'll probably find out in today's lesson. Mm-hmm. Basically, what we're talking about is lucky numbers.
Yeah, so you all know, like, in all cultures have these things that they believe that bring them luck. And a lot of those are numbers.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So today we have a dialogue between Frank and Jim, and they are talking about luck.
Okay, let's go ahead and listen to what they have to say.
Sounds good. Hey Jim, do you know where I can buy a lottery ticket?
Wow, Frank, I didn't know you played the lottery.
I don't usually, but today is a very auspicious day for Chinese people.
Why is that?
Because of the numbers in today's date. 9 and 8 sound like long-lasting and fortune.
Oh, right. And people don't like 4 because it sounds like death, right?
That's right. What about in Western culture?
Well, in America, 7 is very lucky and 13 is very unlucky.
Oh, that explains why my apartment building doesn't have a 13th floor.
Right. It's kind of superstitious, if you ask me.
You can never be too careful.
Well, good luck with the ticket. I hope you hit the jackpot.
Thanks. Maybe it's my lucky day. Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Frank and Jim, and Frank is asking Jim where to buy a lottery ticket.
A lottery ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe some of you guys have bought a lottery ticket before. We also see the expression play the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. It's just a game where people buy tickets and you have a chance of winning.
Right, right.
Yeah. So you could say win the lottery.
Sure.
You don't really say lose the lottery.
You don't. I mean, you don't lose the lottery, even though you're right.
Yeah.
You kind of do. Most people lose the lottery.
Yeah. It's also called, we often call it a lotto.
Lotto.
The lotto.
Right.
Yeah.
Play the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why does Frank, who, by the way, we should mention, Frank is the Chinese guy.
Mm, yes.
Why does he want to play the lottery?
Yeah, well, it's because, and he doesn't normally, he says, but it's a very auspicious day for Chinese people.
Okay, so auspicious.
Mm-hmm.
This might be, well, of all the words we're going to use today to talk about luck, this one is probably the least common.
Right, right. So you're lucky we are telling you about this word. And it just means, like, it's about your future success.
Right. It will bring you some kind of luck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the other thing, the other reason why we have it here today is because you will see this word a lot in Chinese English dictionaries, especially for certain certain concepts or characters in Chinese often get translated to auspicious.
Right. So for this day, for Chinese people, it will bring them luck.
Right.
Yeah.
So why is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because of the numbers of today's date.
Okay, so the date, like a guy and a girl having some dinner?
Yeah, not quite. So that's the other meaning of date.
That's this, the fun date.
Yeah, yeah, right. This meaning of date is just the number of the day.
Right, okay, so what's the date today? Save the date.
Save the date,
I often hear that.
Yeah, it is September 18. 18 is the date. The day is like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, so we find out that the numbers in today's date, which, by the way, is September 18th, 9/18. Of those numbers, 9 sounds like long-lasting, and 8 sounds like fortune.
Right, so long-lasting?
Long-lasting.
Yeah, but last, in this case, lasting is not an adjective.
Yeah, last does not mean, you know, like the last one. Like
the last thing or the last time.
Right, exactly. It means, like, continue.
Mm-hmm. Or continue to be.
To be.
Yeah. Like, for example, you could say, well, in Vancouver, we had a very long winter. It was very cold for a long time.
It lasts a long time.
Yeah, it lasted like 4 months. It was really long.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I always think about computers or phones.
Yeah, like, I know, if you've had a phone for like 2 years, then the battery probably doesn't last. The
battery doesn't last very long. No. I mean, most Apple products are really, really good, but the batteries just don't last very long.
Right, yeah. So what about fortune?
Fortune. Mm-hmm. Okay, so fortune sounds a lot like lucky, right?
Yeah,
we also have a word fortunate.
Fortunate, you
know? Oh, it is very fortunate to be here today.
Yeah, yeah. And then even you can make that into an adverb, fortunately.
Fortunately. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Or the opposite, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, oh, Adam was sick last week, but fortunately, he's feeling better.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, the root of this word, fortune, actually means make a lot of money.
Right, yeah. Right?
Get rich.
Yeah, get, if you say make a fortune, that means you made a lot of money.
Sure, so fortunately, he made a fortune.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, in this case, it's like your luck. You could use it like luck, your good luck or your bad luck.
Sure, but you do say, you know, good fortune, bad fortune. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, like, people who are very rich, like, we will say that they made a fortune doing whatever.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And what about this number four?
Ooh, I don't like four.
Yeah. It sounds like the word death.
Death. Right. Okay. So you guys all knew that. One thing we really, really want to say here, though, is a lot of times I hear my friends get a little confused because they will often say something like, he is die. Or he did, or something like that.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit careful with using these words death, die, and dead. Death here is a noun.
It's a noun.
Mm-hmm. If you want to say something like he is dead, dead is the adjective, so you must use be, the be verb.
Right, so he is dead, she is dead.
Mm-hmm. But die is an action verb.
Right, it's a verb.
Yeah, it's a verb, so he died.
He died. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so not so happy there, but we just really want to make sure that you guys don't make that mistake.
Mm-hmm. So now the number four is this unlucky number in China, but what about in Western culture?
Well, we don't talk about all of Western culture.
Right,
here,
yeah.
But Jim does say that in America, seven is very lucky and 13 is very unlucky.
Right. So these are because of religious reasons. You don't need to worry too much about that. But basically, the number seven means that you will be lucky.
Right.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully. So we've had all these words about, you know, fortune, auspicious, but now we're getting to the word that's in the title, right? Mm-hmm. Lucky.
Right.
Which is the most common way to talk about luck.
Right, yeah. So, of course, like you said, luck is the noun, lucky is the adjective. There's lots of words we use with this. Some people like to have a lucky charm.
Oh, yeah, right. Something like that almost has magical powers.
Yeah, some kind of little piece, some little object that will bring you luck.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people even wear things like lucky socks or lucky underwear.
Or a necklace even.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there are a lot of things that are also unlucky.
Right. So, of course, this is the opposite. So, before we saw luck and lucky were the noun and adjective. Can we say unluck?
We don't have this idea.
We
can't say it.
Yeah, so unlucky is an adjective, but there is no noun unluck.
Right.
You could just say bad luck.
He has bad luck. She has bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
She is very unlucky because she has bad luck.
Right. So here in America and Canada, 13 is considered an unlucky number. So even in like buildings,
we don't have a 13th floor.
Right. If you go to the elevator, there's number 10, number 11, number 12, then number 14.
Or sometimes you will have 12A, 12B sometimes.
Okay.
But it's very funny too because, well, maybe we can talk about this in the outro, but, you know, a lot of buildings in Vancouver have a lot of Chinese people living in them.
Right.
So I think very soon we will see, you know, no fourth floor. 13th floor, maybe 3 8th floors.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So that explains why a lot of buildings don't have a 13th floor or a fourth floor.
Right. Well, it all comes down to being superstitious.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so this is a belief, something that you believe, an idea, kind of like magic or something, that maybe is not scientific.
It's usually, yeah, we usually think about superstitious as being the opposite of scientific.
Right, yeah, yeah. There's no reason for it. We used to believe this, you know, thousands of years ago. And also, the noun form is superstition.
Superstition, which mm-hmm. is a great song by a man named Stevie Wonder.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that one out.
All of these things, like superstition, mm-hmm. like we often think about black cats.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
That there is a superstition that a black cat will bring you bad luck.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, so we know that, you know, superstitions are not based on, you know, science or reality, but Frank says you can never be too careful.
Well, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I actually agree with Frank here because I think being careful mm-hmm. in all parts of your life is mm-hmm. very important.
Yeah, and it's easy to be careful. But we sometimes say it's better to be safe than sorry.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. Now, one thing about this phrase careful, I mean, mm-hmm. obviously you see care in mm-hmm. it, and a person can care for other people show that they care.
Mm-hmm.
But this care is more about like pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's a warning.
Yes. Yeah, this is everything. Everything my father has ever said to me mm-hmm. is either, you know, well, most of it has been be careful.
Yeah, right. Like, so I ride a bike to you know, get to work, to go home, and I wear a helmet.
Mm.
Now, I'm probably not going to crash.
Okay.
I'm very careful, but I want to be even more careful.
Mm.
Because, you know, you can never be too careful.
Right. We could also use this word as an adverb. Like mm-hmm. you can do something carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you fix your bike or clean your bike, you do it carefully.
If you're fixing some electronic thing, do it carefully.
Right. Now, of course, we also have a word careless.
Mm-hmm. Careless,
But this is kind of more like, again, not paying attention.
Right.
So maybe when Connor is riding his bike, maybe he gets a message on his phone and he just looks at the phone and then suddenly just bam.
Crash. Yeah. That's not going to happen. But
it's very careful.
That would be careless of me if I did that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you can never be too careful. And Jim says, well, good luck with that. I hope you hit the jackpot.
Okay, so even there we see, like, you know, just good luck as a kind of wish, right? Mm-hmm. Good luck with something.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with your career.
Good luck with your career. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Now, hit the jackpot. Mm-hmm. This is great. This is going back to the idea of lottery mm-hmm. and the lottery ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
When you hit the jackpot, it means you win big.
Yeah, the jackpot is the biggest prize.
Yeah. Right,
you can also use this in life.
Sure.
Like if your friend got a fantastic job,
the
best job, then your friend hit the jackpot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, maybe one of you guys or mm-hmm. one of you girls has a really, really great partner, husband or wife, you know, very smart, very beautiful, good job, you know, hit the jackpot there.
Yeah, yeah, we do use it like that. So this is very lucky.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, Frank says to Jim, thanks, maybe it's my lucky day.
Okay, so again, we've talked so much about, you know, good luck, mm-hmm. bad luck, hitting the jackpot,
mm-hmm.
but just this idea of a lucky day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my lucky day.
Yeah. It's like, it's my turn to have luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
So if something nice happens to you someday, you can say, oh, it's my lucky day.
It's my lucky day.
Yeah. I got lucky today. Okay. Well, why don't we listen to that dialogue one more time?
All right.
Hey, Jim, do you know where I can buy a lottery ticket?
Wow, Frank. I didn't know you played the lottery.
I don't usually, but today is a very auspicious day for Chinese people.
Why is that?
Because of the numbers in today's date. 9 and 8 sound like long-lasting and fortune.
Oh, right. And people don't like 4 because it sounds like death, right?
That's right. What about in Western culture?
Well, in America, 7 is very lucky and 13 is very unlucky.
Oh, that explains why my apartment building doesn't have a 13th floor.
Right. It's kind of superstitious, if you ask me.
You can never be too careful.
Well, good luck with the ticket. I hope you hit the jackpot.
Thanks. Maybe it's my lucky day. So we just heard the dialogue again, and we got to be honest. Today we're recording this podcast, but this is not the first time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Last time we tried to do this, I wasn't being careful, and it did not record correctly.
Yeah, the equipment, the machine, the computer was we were a little bit unlucky.
I think we were just unlucky. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, I wasn't wearing my lucky socks.
Right, yeah, I didn't bring my lucky rabbit's foot.
But in any case, it doesn't matter because sometimes, even when you think your luck is very, very bad, your luck can turn around.
And you can have a lucky day.
And you can have a lucky day. So I personally think that this was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually glad that we did this two times.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what about you guys? Do you have any lucky numbers or lucky charms?
I want to know about the superstitions because I mean, I lived in China for many years, so I do know quite a few, but those are always fun to talk about. And maybe we can share some more of our own superstitions or our culture's superstitions in the comment section.
Yeah. So we look forward to seeing all those awesome comments that you guys always leave. So, well, thank you for that, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye, guys. Like this.